medical experts say they warned the Victorian government of flaws in its hotel quarantine system a month before it became ground zero for the state's second wave. It comes as these video and photos emerge of guards sleeping on the job. The federal government has deployed teams to two more Melbourne aged care homes that have recorded 130 cases. And police and security have been deployed to help lock down a mental health accommodation building in the city's inner south after half of its residents tested positive. South Australia is preparing to welcome Australia's first group of international university students arriving amid the pandemic. Around 300 students will undertake 2 weeks of quarantine before they start their studies. The quarantine will be paid for by their universities. It comes as the state confirmed one new case yesterday, a man who had recently returned from India. The federal government is set to announce an additional $32 million for mental health services as strain from the pandemic continues to mount. The majority of the package will go towards setting up 15 dedicated mental health clinics across Victoria. Funding will also go towards digital and phone support services. And Australians on expired visas in Bali have been given until Friday to leave or risk being hit with hefty fines. Indonesian authorities say foreigners who don't pay for monthly visa extensions or find local sponsor will be fined around $100 a day. However, international flights aren't set to resume into Indonesia until next month. Around 7,000 Aussie tourists and expats have sheltered in Bali during the worst of the lockdown.